We are just about at the halfway point in the Olympic Games in Tokyo. These are probably the strangest in modern times, given COVID and the lack of spectators. But there are amazing feats and records being broken every day. The past few days have been particularly compelling. Amna Nawaz has our look.
Judy, the past 72 hours have brought some smiles and tears of joy for these unusual times. Some of the highlights so far: Jade Carey's rebound to win the gold medal in the floor exercise in gymnastics. Simone Biles is expected to compete in the balance beam finals tomorrow. Big wins and multiple medals for swimmers Caleb Dressel and Katie Ledecky. But of course, there are some disappointments too. And that includes the U.S. women's soccer team losing its chance for a gold medal today to Canada. Christine Brennan is covering these games for USA Today. She joins me now from Tokyo. Christine, welcome back to the NewsHour. Always good to have you here. Let's talk about those swimmers. The U.S. leads in the total medal count, thanks in large part to those two people, Caleb Dressel and Katie Ledecky. Tell me about the significance of their performance.
You know, Katie Ledecky, I'll start with her first, Amna, and I've covered her for a long time, and we remember her as the 15-year-old water bug winning in London, and then the dominant swimmer in Rio, just piling up all the gold medals. And this performance 5 years later here in Tokyo, I think is more impressive than any I've seen of hers. And she's 24 years old now. The competitors are coming on. The young kids are coming on quick. She added the 1500, the first time the women were doing the 1500, the mile. She added that, so that added to her schedule. And she just plowed through this, two golds, two silvers. I think it was more impressive than what I had seen from her before, in that in addition to, of course, winning two golds, handling the silver in the 400 meters, losing to the Australian Ariane Titmus with class, grace, dignity, I think Katie Ledecky comes out of these games as the star so far. And in terms of how she's handled herself both in the pool and out, just a true role model. And then Caleb Dressel. Five gold medals. He did exactly what he wanted to do here. The pressure he talked about, so difficult. He wasn't eating. He wasn't sleeping. He was shaking. He says he lost 10 pounds. Just how difficult it is. And yet he did it. Put his name up there with Mark Spitz and Michael Phelps in terms of a man winning three golds at a single Olympic Games.
Team USA swimmers leading the way there. We also have the gymnasts not doing too badly themselves. Of course, a lot of focus on Simone Biles, the most decorated gymnast of our time, stepping back to take care of her own mental health and well-being. What does her coming back for this balance beam final tomorrow mean?
You know, this is going to be the most watched event of the Olympics, Amna. And I imagine that heart rates will be through the roof. The balance beam is difficult anyway. It's at 4 inches. It's up there several feet in the air. It's difficult just to stand on it for a mere mortal. And to think that she is going to try to do what she does, fly through the air and do the jumps and the twists, and while still dealing with the twisties, losing herself in the air, it's extraordinary. It was a week ago now that she, of course, told us about the problem and talked about mental health and the pressures, and really got us on this national conversation that's working its way towards a movement with Naomi Osaka, et cetera. So to see her actually come back, this is her last chance for gold or any medal at the Olympics. It's going to be as dramatic a moment as I can think of in any Olympic Games. So it's quick. Don't blink or you'll miss it. But it is one of those things that I think shows just how strong and how tough she is in the midst of so many personal issues. Good for her, and of course, we'll see how she does.
And of course, a lot of people are going to be cheering her on. Of course, I need to ask you about the women's soccer team. Heartbreak in that loss to Canada, and they were really expected to do better than they had. Isn't that right?
That is correct. Although in 2016, the last Olympics in Rio, they actually lost in an earlier round. So they did better this time. They will be playing for the bronze medal. So there is a medal still on the table. But the U.S. Women's National Team, Omni, has just not looked good this entire tournament, losing 3-0 to Sweden to start the Olympics, and then looking listless throughout. The goalkeeper went out with an injury. That did not help. She had played so great against the Netherlands, but a 1-0 loss to Canada. On the other hand, for Canada, they've been trying to get to this point for a long time. So good for them beating the United States. That is a great rivalry, but a difficult time for the U.S. with an older team some of those old players that we know so well, Megan Rapinoe and Carly Lloyd. You wonder if that might have been the last time we see them on the international stage.
Christine, there's a great history at the Olympic Games of athletes using that global stage to deliver an important message. And we've had our first podium demonstration now. I know you wrote about this. This was U.S. shot putter Raven Saunders raising her arms in an X after winning a medal in her event. Tell us what was behind that.
Yes, she says that's for oppressed people everywhere. And what, of course, it's the first demonstration we've seen at these games on that, and we expect more. It's been a topic of conversation because the International Olympic Committee relaxed the rules just a bit to allow athletes to, say, kneel before games, as the women's soccer players have. The difference here is she did not do this. The Chinese woman won the gold. Saunders did not do anything to disrupt the medal ceremony itself and also the national anthem. No disrespect at all. She did it afterwards when they ask the athletes, take off your mask for a minute for a quick photo. That's when she did it. So the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has said it's okay. The International Olympic Committee might say something different. We could see everyone at loggerheads if, in fact, the International Olympic Committee disagrees with the U.S., the U.S. saying that it was okay what she did and she was not disrespectful. So we will see how that plays out in the next few hours.
A lot of games behind us already and still a lot of competition ahead. That's Christine Brennan from USA Today joining us from Tokyo covering these Olympic Games. Christine, thank you so much for making the time.
My pleasure, Amna. Thank you.
And on the NewsHour online, high-profile decisions by black women like Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, and Nicole Hannah Jones have opened up conversations about advocating for one's mental health, as well as the difficult work conditions faced by black women in many industries. Find what others who are grappling with these same issues say about what this moment means for them. That's on our website, pbs.org/newshour.